Okay, we're talking about being people, being mostly other people.
129.
We talked yesterday that the Midrash Olam is and Shulchol, not to really do this. Everyone makes a bracha on their own kikar. So this will be Shaykh on Shabbos, or any time that one is having someone be mostly them in brachas. Yud Dalet. Imam Subim Rabbi. There's many people at the Suda. Gadol Shabakulam Botzea. The Gadol of all the people there, that to be the one who's chosen to be Botzea. What is a Gadol Shabakulam? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Gadol Shabakulam Bechachma. Whoever is the smart, has the most Torah knowledge, that would be the one that you should chose to be the Botzea. He should be the one who's making a Motzi. Rav Nevin Saul says, Tzarchin, though. And he also bechalach. He says tzarich ilan yas daiti that mevur begamar and balvasik kufchaf amar aleph that mesiba halachachar zikna. And it's mesiba you go after the oldest, not by the most. Alein kain halachach muflag. And this is a talmud halachach muflag. He's a very, let's say, he's a very very big rav who is a tremendous halachach. You don't go after Shanabek guy versus Shana Aleph guy. Shanabek guy learn one more year, so therefore you choose him. That we would not go according to Rav Nevin Saul. Only if you, if Rav Nevin Saul is sitting here sooner, so then that Rav Nevin Saul would go over Zikna. But if it's just a little bit of more Chachma, then you would go Zikna first, according to Rav Nevin Saul. Fine. Right. Says the Ramah, in the imeim shavim echad mehen kohen. If everyone's equal and one of them is a kohen, then mitzvah lahaktimo. This is the mitzvah of Yikdashto that we have by Kohanim. You're supposed to be Makdim a Kohen in all mitzvahs. Okay, that's why they get the first Aliyah. Okay, so too over here, they should be on both. By benching all these places, we put the Kohen first. But that's not all cases. If the Kohen is not Amaretz. So Talmud Chacham Kodon Lo. Then a Talmud Chacham would be go before the Kohen. V'ima Kohen Gankin Talmud Chacham. But if the Kohen is also Talmud Chacham, Elishu Pachos Min Hashanim. There's two guys there. One is a great Talmud Chacham, and there's a Kohen who's also Talmud Chacham, but not as great as the other one. Tov lahakdimo, it's better to be makdim the Kohen. Avol ein chiyuv bedavar, but there will not be a chiyuv bedavar over here. It says though that there will be marich shnana v'yama v'shnasa. V'ayin l'kaman simin reish alf. You will look later on in simin reish. Talk a little about a bunch of these dins come up also in Birkas Hamas. V'im yeshi mahen balabayis. If though, throw out everything we're talking about up until now, because if there is a balabais there and you're at someone else's house, who botzea? He should be the botzea, whether it's a kohen, whether it's a talmud chacham, the balabais come before them. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, and this is brought in the Torah Beis Yosef, is because we want everyone to be given abayin yafa. You want to give them a nice prusa of bread, and we're afraid if you give to a guest, the guest is going to be afraid that the balabais is going to be makdim if he gives out too big of pieces of bread, and therefore we want the Baal Bais to be Botzea, because he'll give out nice pieces of bread to everyone behind you. Okay? V'afilu imal reach gadol, even though the guest is greater than him, still the Baal Bais is Botzea. We'll come back to that in 1 second. V'amivarech yomar tchila birshus morai v'rabosai, and any time you're being motzi someone else in the bracha, you should see birshus morai v'rabosai. That's where you get to say birshus hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Why do we say birshus? What's the whole inyan of birshus? It says in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siv Katan Ayin Hei, Haino Afil Gadol Botzea O Baal Bais, even if the greatest person or the Baal Bais is Botzea, he should still say Birshus. Why? Mishum Midas Anava, this is a way of Anava, this is humbleness. Tzarech Litol Rishus, because it's if you're asking Rishus from everyone else. Ki Ilu Heim Gedoli Menol, is if everyone else is bigger than me. V'lehem Na'ol Avarach, really they should be making the bracha, but in place I am making the bracha. So even though we see that if this person should be the one making the bracha, nevertheless, you still say Birshus. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah brings down in terms of this din of the Baal Bais is making the bracha, and Siv Katan Ayin Dalad, Vafila Marek Gadol, he says, Hainei Alechem Chamudas Katav Shek Shayom Nagu Lachlo Kavod LeGadol. Nowadays they give the Kavod to the greater person, not to the Baal Bais. Ya Magen Avram Hiskim Yvo. The Magen Avram agrees with him. Ach Kama Achronim Mefaktvim Mezeh, but many Achronim disagree with this. Therefore, sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying better for the Baal Bais to go ahead and make the bracha. However, Rav Nevin Saul himself, he told me that nowadays he thinks that you could be give kavod to someone else. It could be. I did not ask him. It could be the reason why is nowadays, I don't know, Baruch Hashem, we have plenty and we're not so afraid that people are not really thinking about it. I'm going to give a smaller piece of bread, bigger pieces of bread. And that's how Rav Nevin Saul himself is knowing at his house on Shabbos, that he is not the one who's Botzea. He gives to one of his orim both to say Kiddush and to be Botzea on the Lechem. And thereby, I guess Rav Nevin Saul is Somech on the Shitas over here, the Lechem Chamudas and the Magen Avraham, even though obviously no one is greater than Rav Nevin Saul at the table, he still gives it to one of his guests to go ahead and make a Motzi. Okay. Right. Tezvav. One more thing, sorry. One more thing is that Rav Nevensol does bring down over here in Divrei Masel Gadol. He says, Levi kodem li Yisrael. Not only is Kohen come first, but a Levi also comes before Yisrael. And he answers the question of the Yerushalmi. It sounds like anytime there's no Kohen, there's no Hakdama to a Levi. But he says that's only in terms of Tumas Meis. By Matami Tumas Meis, so a Levi does not come before Yisrael when there are no Kohen. But if, in terms of Kavod, who should make the bracha first? Levi does come before Yisrael. Rav Nevensol does not mention this, but this is a first Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions this in Simon Reish Aleph in Miracles, Berakos Mazen, Sif Katan Yigimel over there. The Mishnah Berurah says over there, it's Tov that the Levi is Mevarach before the Yisrael. Many people are not knowing like that Mishnah Berurah, but it seems to be that's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah and of Marenu Rabbeinu that you should be making the giving over to the Levi before other people at the table. And furthermore, just one more thing is the Mishnah Berurah does point out in the end of Ayin Hey. He says, when you have the Kohen, and the Kohen is allowed to give up his kavod and say, it's okay, I permit someone else to bench in front of me. I permit someone else to say the bracha instead of me. He is allowed to do that. But what people do is, instead of they don't ask the Kohen, they give it to someone else to bench, and he thinks by saying, Birshus HaKohanim, that's good enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah, from a first, that's not good enough. In brackets, he says, V'lo mahani mashi omer birshus HaKohen, im lo nasan l'kohen kohen rishus. First, you have to ask permission from the Kohen. After permission of the Kohen, then you say Birshus HaKohanim. You can't just say Birshus HaKohanim without going ahead and asking the Kohanim permission. First, obviously, though, there's a Talmud Chacham there, then that he comes first, even before the Kohen. Tezvav. Eina Masubin Roshayim Litom Achi Yitom Abaseya. Very important when you're a lot of people, one person making a motzi for everyone, so you're not allowed to taste from the bread until the Mubarak tastes. First, the Mubarak tastes, and then everyone else tastes. Ramadan says, I will mutter la tate the kol echad chalko kodim shiokahu. You're allowed to machalik the bread, you're allowed to give out the bread first, says the Ramah, before he tastes. Hey, miyam tino hachiokahu, and then they'll wait until the botseya takes his piece of bread and eats, and then they'll go ahead and eat. However, the Taz disagrees with the Ramah, and once again, we are not going to paskin like this Ramah, and therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkotan Ayin Tes, three lines in, he says, "V'dasa tabin d'taz binyanza de'ain k'day labotzei shi'ach l'kol echad chelko achar she'ainam rishayim litom yamachi itom utchila." He says, "You're not allowed to give out to everyone else since they're not allowed to eat first." In kain next year law adaver lahesek bein a bracha lachila, this would be considered a hesek. The amount of time you're taking to pass around the bread, there's no reason for it. So that would be a hesek, and therefore, what you should do is pass the Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Taz that you should make a motzi. The Baal Tzeh that we make the Baal Bais makes a motzi. He first tastes from the bread, takes a bite of the bread, therefore the bracha is chal. Therefore, there will be no more hesed. And then he hands out the bread to go ahead to everyone else, and everyone will go ahead and taste. And that seems like the best way to do halacha l'maisa. Going right there in the mechaber, the inkel echad ochel mikikaro. Then kulam zukukim lekikar shaviyada. But say, let's say everyone has their own chalarol, okay, and therefore they don't really need. They're just going to hear how the amotzi from the baal bais. But everyone else has their own chalarol. Rishayim litom kodem, and then they're allowed to have the bracha chal on their chalarol, and they're allowed to eat before the baal bais. The imu Shabbos, but if it's Shabbos, and everyone only has one roll, and the baal bais has the two rolls, so tzar shi'a lifneam asuim lecha mishna chutz mash lifneam botzeh. If they want to eat before the baal bais, they have to have their own two rolls, because they have to be yotzei lecha mishna. V'azi rishayim litom kodem botzeh, then they will be allowed to taste before the botzeh. There is a pshit of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. I just discussed with Rav Nevensol, I don't have clarity on it, that Rav Shlomo Zalman feels that you could be Yotzei Lecha Mishnah just through the Baal Bais, and then you could go ahead and eat from your own rolls. I'm not sure how it fits in with the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah over here. It seems like it's against it. However, Rav Nevensol wanted to explain like it does in all cases. It's a general shita of, not all posting about like that, but Rav Nevensol and Rav Shlomo Zalman are very tzamut to the Mishnah Berurah. They're very, very close to the Pesachim of the Mishnah Berurah. Very, very rarely you ever find Rav Shlomo Zalman or Rav Nevensol arguing with the Mishnah Berurah. They'll always try and fit their pshat, even if they have to be docha ksat in the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. They'll be docha ksat in the what's pshat in the Mishnah Berurah in order to make sure that they are not disagreeing with the Mishnah Berurah. That's a very important cloud to know in the psakim of Rav Nevensol and Rav Shlomo Zalman. One thing, more thing. When on Shabbos, a lot of times people do this, what they do is when they make a motzi, you hand me out the challah, people will think that I have to eat first from the bread before passing it to other people because of the concept of ein ma'avir and al mitzvos. They'll do it both by kiddush, when they're handing out the kiddush, they'll take it and they'll drink first before I hand. So Rav Nebenzah holds this is not necessary at all. This is not a problem of Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvahs, because he holds everyone's performing the same mitzvah together. It's all one big mitzvah over here, and therefore you're allowed to hand the cup of grape juice to your part to the person next to you. You can pass the challah around the table before you take a bite. You do not have to take a bite before passing it to the other people. And I think a very good raya is the Shitas Rama over here. Shitas Rama over here says that first the Baal Bais is allowed to hand out to everyone else before he tastes. So you see over here that that's a first raya that doesn't say that the Baal Bais has to taste first. And the Taz who disagrees with the Rama is not for this reason. It's not because of Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvah. It's because of the reason of the Hefsek. So this is a raya to Rav Nevin Shita, and therefore that's it's a chumrah that is not necessary, and one is allowed to pass the bread around the table. Okay, so that is what would come out halacha l'maisa. Over here, you could go ahead and eat, and we would not come into any problems. Ad kan for today. Yeah.